Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. One thing that I've seen in all my days, I grew up in a time, spiritually I grew up in the charismatic movement. People were drawing near to God, learning about the Holy Spirit and how things work. And I grew up, they were still teaching faith, which they are now. Teaching faith helped propel the church forward. And now, what we see is the result of people going forward. There are some who can operate in faith, and they do well. Satan can't do anything with them. No matter what happens in their life, they bounce back because they know God by faith. But when you present people with the abilities of faith, whatever's in their heart, that's what they'll use their faith for. Which causes us to have to acknowledge a deeper problem. If the heart is not set to know God, is set towards something. Even Christians, you know, when you tell a man you can believe God for anything, if he's not fully devoted to God, he'll attempt to believe God for things that may not be in his best interest. Even the teachers that taught faith, they taught how you can believe God. They knew people were, for years, Christian people put themselves in the back burner. They didn't go forward. They were groomed to just love God and that's all. They didn't expect much. And I'm not faulting anybody. This is just how it is. And they taught people that you can be healed. You can go forward. You can get a better job. You can get a better house, which is good. All this is true. But those who were devoted to God, they did better because they used their faith where they needed to use it the most. Some people sought God for who He is, and they learned the principles of God and how things work, and they were mature. And then there are those who were immature. They ended up getting in debt trying to, I've seen this happen. They got in debt trying to do better publicly. And they were trying. That's, you know, if you try to do anything, eventually you'll fail at something. I'm not faulting them either. But Jesus said it this way, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. Those who did it that way were more stable. And some people, they got hurt because they tried to believe God. They made the gospel materialistic. And it's kind of like that old song Dionne Warwick used to sing. In one of the verses in the song, she said, fame and fortune is a madness. It can lead you far away from home. And it can. When you seek God, you have to stick with the principles of God. And then all these things will be added. Because Jesus said, many, the hearts that were among the thorns, the cares of other things, you know, the cares of the world and other things entering in choked the word, and they became unfruitful. So this is because people did not seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. They went to church, they listened to the pastor, they learned about authority, they learned about faith. But without drawing near to the Lord, and asking for things, they ran into problems. And those who couldn't quite do it, they got in debt. But if to those that got hurt, they can go back and do it God's way, draw near to the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God. Write God a blank check. I challenge you to write God a blank check. Whatever, Lord, you say, whatever you say, I'll do it. When you get to that point, and it's not, it'll take faith too. Before you get to that point, and before you make such a statement, fill your heart with the Word of God. Ask Him questions and get a firm understanding so that you can trust Him in the hard times. Because if you make a vow, He expects you to fulfill it. Now, you can fulfill a vow. A vow will take you beyond yourself because now you're obligated. You've obligated yourself. I obligated myself to obey God no matter what He say. Now, when I did this, I learned I could trust Him. He taught me something about business that I knew would work. And I said, Lord, how come you didn't tell me this a long time ago? I thought of all the mistakes I could have avoided. And then he explained something that just changed my whole life. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So I said, wow, what else am I? My thought was, what else am I missing out on? That was my thought process. What am I not getting? Because I don't ask, because I don't seek, and because I don't find. And I made a vow, and I meant it. I'm glad I did it. But that was days I wish I hadn't. But I'm glad that I did it because of what happened after that. I said, Lord, I will obey you whether I like it or not, whether I love it or not, whether I hate it or not. I will do whatever you say. That day, I came to a point that I trusted God. Now, this is where I'm going. Trust. There's not been much teaching among faith preachers about trust. There's a great difference. And trust is necessary. Because if you follow God, you're going to do well. Now, that sounds easy, doesn't it? Just follow God and you'll be put to the better. That's true. But before you can follow God, you got to trust Him. Well, God is holy. I trust Him. Okay. Well, do what He say. Why didn't, if people trust God, why didn't they do what Jesus said? Seek first the kingdom of God. They know the scriptures backwards and forwards. They didn't do it because they did not trust Him with their life. Not only do you have to trust Him with your life, you have to trust Him with your children's life, with your wife's life, with your happiness. Can you do that? It's easier. But there are days that don't look easy. When the Lord gives you something to do, if He say do this or do that, He thought about it well. He thought about it fully. He selected you. And out of all the things He could have told you to do, the thing He tells you to do is what He told you to do. I learned this about the Lord. Whatever He say do is well evaluated. You don't have to reevaluate it. This will keep you out of the dangers of life and into the blessings of life and on the road where you'll prosper without a headache. You don't have to go get an excessive debt. In fact, you don't have to get in debt at all if you follow Him. That He has a plan. You have to follow the route God gives you. If He uses a bank, fine. If He don't, fine. He has a way you're going to love it. Just follow Him. Be patient. Be dead to sin. Be dead to the world. Be dead to your own desires. And follow Him. Put what He's saying first. And everything you want to happen, you don't have to pressure yourself for any reason. Now, these are the things I learned. And I had a hard time learning because the lack of knowledge caused me the problem. It wasn't God. It was what I lacked knowledge of. That's what Satan operates in, ignorance. Wherever you lack knowledge and whatever you don't know, that's where he's going to do his work. So when I, trusting God is reliance. If you learn to rely on the Lord, this is a skill. Just like learning about faith, you learn about it, you know, just like a toddler walking. You do good, you do bad. You take 5 steps, you fall down. You get up, take 10 more. Eventually, you stop falling down. Because wherever you were unstable, the Lord will give you wisdom. Then whenever you fail, do like David. Go back and talk to the Lord about why you missed it or why you failed. And let him explain some things. This is what I do. Failure is not final. Failure is a step that you take. If you trust God, God will refresh your anointing. He'll give you wisdom. A lot of churches, they get to a point and stop. The revelation stops flowing like it could. They're not getting new revelation. And this is because they have not trusted God with the next step. When the Lord tells them to do something, they do something else. They've deviated. And then they lose members. Because they've deviated. It's subtle. I'm not trying to critique. This is just what happens to people. Because if you follow God, you're going to be current. You'll be current in his way. You'll be on board with his plan. But it takes trust. You got to rely on him. People are groomed to rely on their own wit and the logic of others. And eventually you got to get out there in life on your own. Just like Abraham, away from your father's house. Away from your friends and family. Away from your countrymen. You got to get out there for you. You can do this in the same city you live in. You have to stop relying on the comfort zone that you're accustomed to. Even your own past, you have to disconnect with that and go forward. You'll remember the victories and how things work. You're not turning your back on everything you learn. You're just taking the next step in faith because you trust God. See, everything has its own season. Now, the Word of God is true, and it's the same yesterday, today, forever, just like he is. But he's carrying you, he's guiding you to more knowledge and wisdom. But if you don't receive it, you're not going. If you don't receive it, you can't fulfill the next phase. In other words, what worked 5 years ago, there's new information you're going to need for the next 5 years. You know, I'm ASC certified, and the test I took 5 years ago is changed. Cars are changing, so I have to take the test. I have to recertify because cars will have changed drastically. And there are things that snuck up on me. I didn't know it happened. And you can't fix the new cars the old way, or exactly the old way. It's a little different. And you got to keep up. My grandmother said, times are going to change. Things are going to change. You got to keep up with the change or you'll be left behind. So it is in the kingdom of God. You got to get on board with what's next. And the only way to do it, you got to rely on the Lord. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by his spirit. Here's the difference in trust and faith. I asked the Lord for definitions. And you know, I said, Lord, I've been using trust and faith interchangeably. Now, I've done a lot of writings, and in my writings, I've used the word faith and trust. I made it bold, and I underlined it. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I applied those words accurately, it was God. If I did it inaccurately, it was me. And one day, I'm gonna go back and look at the old writings before I learn the difference of faith and trust. And I believe it's accurate because the Holy Spirit can work around your ignorance. He knew I didn't know the difference between faith and trust, but he used those words, so I'm sure they're appropriate in the way I used them. And if it's accurate, he did it. And if not, my bad. Now, faith is a verb. The definition God gave me for faith, he said, faith is a definer. It is. I told my pastor, he agreed. If a man is not saved, he believes on Jesus. He received the word of God in his heart. He believes it. And now, he acts on it. He's in faith. Because he acted on the word. He said, I'm saved. I believe on Jesus. My sins are cleansed. I'm washed in his blood. I died to the world. I rose up with him. He's redefined. He's a new creature now. Man was sick. He said, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. He's healed. Because he put a demand on it. He's redefined. Everybody will see that man is not sick. You know, one day there was blood in my urine, and then I felt nauseated. And my wife said, "You want me to call an ambulance?" I said, "No, I want you to pray for me." She prayed for me, and all the symptoms went away. I went to the doctor, and everything was normal. They sent me to the urologist, and he looked at me like, "Why are you here?" And he put me on medicine. He said my prostate was overlarged, but there was no cancer, nothing else wrong. Redefine. Faith is a definer. God loves us. When you follow him, you can go forward. You redefine as healed. When you follow God, everything works. Now, trust is not a verb. It's a state of being. Trust is reliance. You're relaxing in the Lord. You're relying on him. You're relying on his knowledge, his wisdom, his plan, his purpose in you. And I said, Lord, help me get it. I want to understand this. He said, help me. He said, faith is trust before you see, and trust is faith after you've seen. Faith is trust before you see. There's no past to it. You just believe in God, taking him at his word. But trust is faith after you've seen. You've seen. Now, this is the problem. The church is still going through this. Israel worked a lot of miracles. They did everything Moses said by faith. They ate the Passover, put blood on the doorposts and lintels, and then they ate the Passover. They followed instructions. They walked right out of Egypt. They followed the cloud by day and the fire by night. They walked on dry land when the sea was departed. Miracle after miracle. Then the soldiers tried to follow them, and then their soldiers were destroyed in their sight. And they got out there, and they didn't trust God for water. They acted like God wasn't going to give them water. They thought God took them out there to kill them. That's how people still do. They believe God by faith. God, things happen in their life. Their children get healed. They get healed. They have children that when they were barren. They get married when they were single. They get houses when they were homeless. And then the Lord say, do this. And they backpedal like a crawfish. The Lord say, study this. And they study something else. They preach this. They preach another message. Or they preach somebody else's message. Or the next things that went over well. You can't learn God that way. They have the ability to operate in faith, and they operate in faith. And I thank God for all of it. They get people healed and blessed. But they're not going forward because they don't trust God. And if you don't trust Him, you won't have joy. Write God the blank check. Some people still struggle to pay their tithes after they did pay tithes and they got blessed and they got better jobs and cars, and then they want to not pay tithes. Come on now. It don't make sense. Get over the world. Get over yourself. Get over your will. These things are easy. A lot of people want to do something grand for God. They want to give God so much. They want to be the blessing. They want to be the best. They want to be the best preacher. They want to do the most good. Fine. If you really want to give God something useful, give Him your attention. The best thing you can give God is your attention. Because if you give God your attention, He'll guide you to the next step. He'll take you up. He'll take you forward. Better. Reliance is one of the best things you can do. Now, reliance, trusting God, comes from past experiences with Him. And the more He takes you out of your realm. He took Abraham out of his realm, and he believed God, and he went. When you receive the Word of God, you come to a point where you believe it. Belief, my friend, is the noun side of faith. Belief is faith. Faith without works is dead until it's activated. When you act on what you believe, now it's faith. And faith is always now. It's always current. Just like when you turn on the light stays on. They don't go out unless the bulb is bad. Your faith, from the time you first believed on Jesus, your faith is on. Your faith is on. And you can live by it. If you trust God, that you're in agreement with going to the next step. And when you do, when you act on that trust becomes faith. See, you faith is always the act. You redefine things. You act on the Word of God. You act on what you trust. Faith is the verb side of trust. Trust is the noun form of faith. It doesn't do any work. Faith does the work. Because God said He's given me greater revelation that nobody else I trust has received. That's a challenge for some people because their predecessors didn't have this revelation, and now they're getting it, and they don't know whether to go forward or not. I know the challenge, because you don't want to be an oddball. It'll work. You're just going to have to trust God. You'll never be out of this challenge. Forever you'll be in this challenge. God can do this forever. So just trust Him. It's good. It's holy. It's going to work. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And some things you don't want to be true, but it's true anyway. You're going to have to get to the point where you trust Him. If you trust Him, it's going to work. Reliance. Those who rely on God, they're current. They fit the bill. They do what's necessary. They make the difference. And they grow their churches properly. They're building. Either you're building the house or God's building the house. Or you're letting somebody else build the house. But if God build, if you trust God, that's the only way he can build a house. And that's the only way it's going to work right. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.